Dr. A. Doc, do you think you can get some sort of like illness from playing air something? That's what Scott was just doing. Is that possible? Can you like break something? Mental illness, maybe?
Doc, what do you prescribe for people with no musical interpretation or rhythm?
Oh, man. You know, I feel sorry for those people. I don't know. You know, everyone should have some rhythm in their life.
Yeah.
Yeah, I understand. It's a shame that Scott doesn't. Anyway.
I will dance you off the floor anytime.
Doesn't mean I...
What was he doing? Air bass guitar or air lead guitar?
It was actually air metal. You know, you got to thrash your head a little bit.
It was air metal with all the hair Scott doesn't have on his head.
Yeah. It was air hair.
It was air hair. That's really funny. All right. Speaking of guys, unfortunately, that play real things, I got to ask you, Doc, about Clayton Kershaw. That's who I own, right? Clayton Kershaw is my guy. He was my number one overall pick. I know Matt also had him as a number one overall pick earlier this year. And Clayton Kershaw once again hurt his back, and he's had back issues really plaguing his career. They say this one isn't as bad as some of the ones have been in the past. There is no timetable on his return. Initially, they said 4 to 6 weeks, and then yesterday they updated it, basically saying, listen, he is not going to throw. He is not going to step on a mound until he has zero symptoms. What should we expect from Clayton Kershaw?
And just real quick, inside injuries earlier this week, you guys were saying, is it even a possibility he could miss the rest of the season?
Yeah, so here's the deal with back injuries and pitchers, and Kershaw's had a history of back injuries. Our algorithm is saying it's a grade 2 right now, which means it's a minor disc bulge that we're predicting. It's not just a muscle spasm. And so we think the 4 to 6 weeks is accurate, to tell you the truth. It could be actually even a little bit longer than that. The good news here, this is the key thing, is that he didn't feel shooting pain down the leg, which he did, you know, obviously in the past with his herniated disc. So it does not appear at this time that he's reoccurred that herniated disc, which is very, very good news, because that is what would have been an automatic season ender. So he's got, in our opinion, he's got paraspinal muscle spasm, as well as probably a little disc bulge that has to get rest over 4 to 6 weeks. But if he does, and if it's just a disc bulge, he will basically be back to low and peak, and he should be able to continue you know, down the stretch of the season for the Dodgers. So really the summary here is that I think it's really good news that he hasn't re-herniated that disc. A little bit of rest, 4 to 6 weeks, to hit, taking him very, very cautiously, which they should, the guys that have previous back injuries who are pitchers. And then he should be, without any setbacks, about four, still we agree, 4 to 6 weeks, and he'll be back to at least above average. But he'll probably stay at elevated injury risk.
Hey, what's up, Doc? What's going on with you?
I'm good, Corey. How are you?
I'm doing well. How's Tracy?
Tracy is great. Working.
Tell her the fantasy executive says hello. Hey, Doc, so my Washington Nationals, our ace, Steven Strasburg, what's the deal with him?
So, you know, before the season started, we had him at elevated injury risk, even though he was at above average and near ready to go. And obviously everyone is cautious about Strasburg because of all the previous injuries that he's had, especially with the history of Tommy John and all of the other stuff. The key thing here is, okay, this is not a significant injury. It's a grade 1 right now, forearm strain. That means it's just a mild sprain. Definitely will recover. But the two key components here is that it is in the throwing arm and it's with Strasburg. And one of the things that we are worried about, and our algorithm is saying, is that this could be a little bit like the tipping point again during the questioning the, you know, sort of the durability of the season as it goes on. He's been having a good year till now. But this is sort of this minor symptom in the beginning on the throwing arm that we have been predicting, you know, at some point will happen because of, you know, a lot of different factors of his previous injury history, his pitching motion, you know, all of the stuff that we take into account. So right now he's at, before this injury, he was at elevated injury risk and we warned everybody. And now he's at high injury risk and below average. It is, you know, he will not, for the rest of the season, and probably even next year, he won't get back into low injury risk, and he'll probably stay at above average or below average HPF right now. So we're looking very negatively, unfortunately, on Strasburg right now, mainly because even though it's just a grade one, that we feel like this is the beginning sort of other injuries to come.
Should he have gotten an MRI?
Of course. I think he did. I just, you never know what the teams come out and say here, you know, because when people say that, you know, a player's gotten an MRI, then everyone thinks it's the worst because it's severe enough to get an MRI. But the reality is every player gets an MRI because it's so easily accessible. I mean, you're spending millions of dollars on a player. You got to be able to just see what's going on all the time. So I think he's gotten an MRI. It's just they haven't told us.
Justin Bour, Doc, with his second DL trip this season, even though he's hit a lot of home runs, now he's got an oblique injury.
Yeah, the good news is that he's a first baseman, and he's not a pitcher. And so oblique strains, it's a grade one. It's a 2 to 3 week recovery, and he's moved into elevated and above average just because it's just mildly injured right now. But if he rests for about 2 to 3 weeks, he will be back to low in peak health. So nothing too concerning right now with him.
And Doc, what about George Springer? You know, the Astros have a really big lead and stuff. There's really no how do we see his future right now with this injury?
So before the season started, he was at elevated injury risk because of a bunch of different things. He's had a lot of different ticky-tack type of injuries. And so it's a grade one quad injury. And so it's just, it's about a 3 to 4 week recovery for him, which is normally longer because he's had histories of other types of ticky-tack injuries. It moved him, he was already elevated at below average. And so, you know, it moved him into a high injury risk category and below average. And essentially, you know, this is sort of, again, a recurrent injury. And so for the rest of the season, he will remain at, you know, the border of high to elevated injury risk. So the outcome for the rest of the season for him, the outlook is just, it's not very good in our mind.
We're talking to Dr. A, Inside Injuries. Check him out. Follow them on Twitter as well. You can check out everything Dr. A is saying. Follow him on Twitter, at Inside Injuries right
now. And download the app, too. And don't put Tyler Eifert's name in it. Because of the crack. It's going, your phone going to explode.
Like a Samsung 7.
Like a Samsung 7.
Dr. A doesn't get these jokes. Doc, earlier on Sunday Night Baseball, Matt Carpenter left the game with what was deemed at the time as a quad injury. Now, he returned yesterday to action, and they said, listen, it was just a dehydration issue. Do you believe that?
So, yeah, I mean, so the quad cramps, happened because of hydration issues, muscle cramps, stuff. That's fine, and that's classified as soft tissue in our book. And so, but our algorithm is saying that we think that's a little bit worse. A grade one, as you get older, cramps lead to a minor sprain. And so he's 31 years old, old in professional sports book, but not old in general. But, you know, so it's a grade one quad. He was elevated injury risk from the beginning of the season. We knew that Matt Carpenter is a little bit injury prone. He's moved into high injury risk right now. He will not get back into low injury risk. He will stay at elevated to high for the rest of the season. So even though it's a minor injury, again, see, we're starting to get into, you know, the 80th, 90th games, and, you know, durability becomes a question for these guys that have a lot of these different types of grade one soft tissue, sometimes grade two injuries, and Matt Carpenter is one of them.
What about Jared Dyson with this toe problem? You know, very, very important for a speed guy like that.
You hit the nail right on the head, Scott. You keep air guitaring, man. You hit it right on the head. The toe injury to outfielders crushes their speed, it is a very, very difficult injury to come back from, even from a minor standpoint. He can come back, but the risk of re-injury is very high. And our algorithm for Jared Dyson is not very good. I mean, he was elevated already before the season started, and he is now a below average HPF. We just don't think he'll be ready, after a couple of weeks of rest. I mean, we think that he will be requiring 4 to 6 more weeks to really, really heal this injury. If he does not, it will recur and it will affect his ability to gather speed, which is exceptionally crucial for outfielders to generate a lot of speed. So, yeah, so the outlook on him is not good. I mean, it's elevated and below average right now.
Damn, I just traded for him, too.
That did not work out. Dr. A, InsideInjuries.com. Of course, download the Inside Injuries app and don't put Tyler Eifert in it or it will break. Doc, we appreciate your time. Talk to you next week.
Yeah, guys, have a good week.
Absolutely. You as well. There it is. Dr. A of Inside Injuries.
Dr. A, all right with me.
I know, yeah. You guys are boys.
How's that coffee over there?
And it's all right. You know what I'm saying?
You watch Corey make the whole thing.
Yeah,
so.
So it's all right. It's something I never put honey in it. You know what I'm saying? But my young lady out there, my friend, she was telling me that it tastes good. But she was like, you know, extremely like touchy, though. You know what I'm saying? I was like, hey, let me tell you something.
Is that coming in sugar bear?
I was like, don't start no trouble. You feel what I mean? Sorry.
Nope. When we return here on the Roto Experts in the morning, we're going to take a look at the wide receiver sleepers here in 2017. We're going to look at sleeping with the Roto Experts staff 2017. The wide receivers, who did George Kurtz choose? Who did the King Scott Angle choose? We will tell you that when we come back here on the Roto Experts in the morning on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.